Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. Don't forget to check out our website at www.bostonmobiledance.com. This podcast is sponsored by Boston Mobile Dance Studio, the studio that moves creatively. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is our fourth episode of Creative Living. And today, I thought we'd do something a little different. We're going to talk about planning a wedding reception, what it takes to plan a wedding reception. And today, we are speaking with Kristen Healy, owner and director of Swank Events. How are you today, Kristen?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty well, thanks. Had a great day, had a great workout, so now I'm back at the office, ready to go. So thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Thought we'd ask you some questions about what it takes to plan a wedding event. And first of all, for me, I play in a band. So, you know, when I go to a wedding, I just go in, I come and sing, and then I head out. But I realize I have so much respect for what you do because I know there's so many details that go into planning an event, correct?
Mm-hmm. There's really so much more, so much happens behind the scenes that none of the guests realize is happening to make that event so memorable.
And let's say that's an understatement. Awesome. Well, first of all, can you tell our audience pretty much something about yourself and your wedding planning business?
Sure, absolutely. As you mentioned, my name is Kristen Healy. I am the owner and creative event director of Swank Events. And I have many years of planning corporate and social events. We plan tons of weddings annually, and every wedding is different, which makes it so much fun. In addition to weddings, we are a full-service event planning company that plans company outings. We plan holiday parties, birthday parties, really any type of event you can think of. And we plan events in Boston and throughout New England.
That is fantastic. So you're not just Boston. You go through New England as well. Awesome.
Absolutely. There are some beautiful locations all throughout New England. We go where our couples go. So.
I love it. And it seems like as time goes, things change and, you know, days change as well. I think I've even noticed some people getting married like on Mondays as well. That was different.
So. Yeah, sometimes you can get a good deal if you go on a different day other than a Saturday. I've been noticing a trend with more of my couples getting married on Fridays. We actually have a few this year.
Awesome. Well, can you tell us a bit about, like, the order of a wedding? Like, what would go into the order of planning of a wedding reception?
Sure. All weddings are different, but typically after the ceremony, they get to enter the reception hall. They find their seat. And then if there's a bridal party, the bridal party's introduced, and then the couple's introduced as a couple for the first time. And then typically they'll go right into their first dance. After that, sometimes they might have a first course served, and then speeches happen a little while later as dinner winds down. A lot of times the couple will go into parent dances. They'll cut the cake, and then the dance floor opens to everyone. We really try to create a dance timeline that includes plenty of dance time. That's what people look forward to.
That's right, because it has to be memorable. It's like that time, that is the moment. So dance, have fun, have the time of your life. I love it.
Exactly.
What parts of a wedding reception need the most attention, would you say, to more so avoid stressful and awkward situations?
I think that plenty of thought and planning should go into all of the reception formalities, the bridal party introductions, the first dance, parent dances, cutting the cake, any other planned events. And those are the events that we're saying that you need to happen. You know, you want to make sure that you plan those and think those through. Family dynamics always play a role into things and are pretty interesting. If there's any concern for drama, you want to focus more attention there. Other things on a logistics perspective, you want to make sure that you follow up with guests who haven't RSVP'd. And if you can't get a yes or no answer from someone, you want to make sure you plan on them attending. It's much easier and less awkward for the caterer to set a table and have an extra place setting than for that person to arrive and you're not planning on them, and them to have to add in a seat in place setting, and then the guest feels uncomfortable, the caterer feels uncomfortable. You know, with any event, the goal is to anticipate the issues and address them before they arrive, which is the real value that we bring as event planners. Our expertise comes in being able to predict potential challenges and then provide solutions to our clients.
Wow, that's awesome. I love when you said addressing the issues before they come. You have to pretty much kind of pre-plan and think ahead. Wow.
Absolutely. That's a huge part of the planning process.
Wow, that's very thoughtful. Also, from your experience, what are the most common mistakes that people can make in their wedding reception planning?
Sure. The first thing that comes to mind is most couples do not build enough time into the day. Mm. There's so much going on. You're being pulled into a million different directions. The last thing you want to do is feel rushed. Mm. I think that if you're okay with the idea of taking photos before the ceremony, that can be a huge time saver later, and you're able to spend more time with your guests. If you're not okay with that and you want to see the person for the first time when you walk down that aisle, then I would just say add some extra time in after between the ceremony and the reception.
Wow. That's a lot to think about. And that's where you come in. You can help people to think ahead of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yep, wow. Absolutely.
I love it. Now, here's a question. What are the do's and don'ts when planning a wedding reception? The do's and don'ts.
I'll say the number one do, which shouldn't come to us as a surprise, is hire a planner.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a planner for the pre-event logistics, then definitely consider one for the day of. It will save you a headache. You don't want to be the contact for anything that day. You just want to be able to enjoy your day. The other things I would say, do make the day a reflection of you as a couple. Add personal touches. Make it all about you, because it really is. And that's what people will remember, is the small details and that extra level of detail that you can give them. Do have a rain plan. Do practice walking in your wedding shoes.
Ooh.
Do consider a band if it's in your budget. They play off the crowd and they bring amazing energy to the big day. For don'ts, I would say don't focus your time and energy on things you can't control, like the weather. You know, have a rain plan, but don't focus on that, because there's nothing you can do about that. This is a big one. Don't forget to eat. So many people forget to eat on their big day, and you just want to feel good. You're doing a lot, so make sure you eat and stay hydrated. With that being said, don't stay too hydrated. You don't want to have too much to drink. You do want to remember the day as it is, but there's a lot you're going to forget. So, and then I'd say don't spend the day on social media. Don't post pictures. Don't be on your phone. You know, that everyone's doing that now, and you want to just really be in the moment as much as you can. A couple others, don't be afraid to give your speakers suggested time limits. A good rule of thumb is 5 minutes. You really don't want your speeches going too long. Your guests will appreciate the time limit on that. And then finally, I would say don't forget to consider a videographer. So many people dismiss the importance of a videographer. I think still images are great. You know, you need a photographer, but a video really captures the personalities, the special moments, and the overall excitement of the day.
Wow. Those are some really, really good tips. I love when you said, too, be in the moment. The moment comes by so fast, and it's just like, you're like, what happened? You know, and even with my band, I've been at many weddings too, and seeing brides or the groom being upset, and they don't get a chance to enjoy the moment. And I realize it's so important. I know for my wedding, it was very important just to enjoy that moment. Whatever didn't happen, didn't happen. Whatever happened, happened. We're married.
Yep. you got to go with the flow. That's so important for the day of. You just have to let things go.
I appreciate that. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for your time. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen from Swank Events. I love that name, first of all. So cool. Sound very
good. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. It was fun chatting with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem at all. And if people wanted to reach out to you, where would they need to go?
Sure. So you can visit our website. It's www.blankeventsboston.com. And you can reach me by sending an email to info@swankeventsboston.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kristen. By the way, I do love your website. It looks awesome.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well, Kristen. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. Don't forget to visit us at www.bostonmobiledance.com. And don't forget to move creatively.